Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the third hour of our Happy Mother's Day edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world. They've got internet access, and the best way to pull up stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left, and then Listen Online. You'll be all set up to stream the show, and check us out on Facebook, Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook. You got to see the turtles with the butterflies drinking their tears. So cute. And there's two posts about that. Anyway, gosh, that was fun. I'm all energized up. And I think Linda was doing jazzercise or something. she was dancing and doing energy and exercise, well, all kinds of stuff. But that was wonderful. I'm not sure what you were doing, but it was great.
I was kind of hoping nobody was watching, but oh well.
Well, only me from, you know, when I turned around looking at it. So sometimes you were dancing and sometimes you were
just stretching.
Yeah, and it's very cool. Well, you know, that was one of my favorite ways to exercise. You know, when I was younger, when I lived in Seattle, when I lived in Laurelhurst, and the first time they did a jazzercise class up at the villa. We'd walk up to jazzercise. But anyway, that was really fun, you know, to do that. Yeah. And I think you can still do that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I think so.
All right. So it is the second Sunday of the month, people, and that means it is best bioenergetic synchronization technique, neuroenergetic balancing, Rasmussen reset, and energy code Sunday on Animal World. Dr. Nels Rasmussen is here. His sister Linda Rasmussen is here. And together they are available to help you or your animal friends with various stuff. They can work with physical stuff and healing, with emotional stuff, behavioral stuff. And pretty much almost anything can be positively influenced by balancing your body. You know, it really works. And they don't treat or diagnose. But they tune into your body and do what your body tells them to do. So we have great examples of that coming up. And by the way, if you don't know this already, when Flynn is working with the human animal, then if you just follow along, kind of do it yourself, you can get a circuit healing yourself and the energy can help you. And Dr. Nels, you've done this show for years and years, but you also did Mystic Radio for quite a long time, and a lot of people you've heard from that really receive.
Oh yeah, the comments we would get from listeners about how, you know, they would just follow along and do what we were telling them someone else to do. They would just follow along and do it, and they would say it helped immensely. You know,
yeah,
so it's really, this surrogate stuff really does work.
It does. It's amazing. So let's find out, shall we? And we will head off. We're going to Seattle. And Bettina, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Linda Rasmussen and Dr. Nels Rasmussen. Hey,
hello.
Hey, Bettina.
Good morning.
Good
morning.
How can we serve you today, Bettina?
I'm having a little tinge in my lower back. I did some gardening for about 4.5 hours last week.
Yeah.
All in one day or just spread out?
It was spread out, but one day was 3 hours. I just got caught in it and was having fun, so I kept on going.
That's why I keep Arnica in my pocket.
I have Arnica, too. I took that. I even took the stronger stuff. So
okay.
And I also had acupuncture, but now I think the muscles are so relaxed that it's like, hey, what do we do now?
You need Linda to fix you.
That is my request for some insight. I don't expect her to fix me, but, like, you know, whatever she could offer would be wonderful. Mm-hmm. And then I have Luna and Skeeter, who I would love to get a little tune-up.
Okay. Well, now, just so you don't work against yourself, you know, I said you want Linda to fix you, and in a way that I'm kind of teasing and lightening it up. But I'm also kind of serious. But when you say, oh, I don't expect her to fix me, well, that's not a good attitude.
I understand.
But that's just for everybody listening. You know, you say those things, you don't realize that it has energy to it. So expect everything to get better. You know, who knows what will happen? You might have a miraculous healing, but expect the good stuff.
I always expect the good stuff, and I also don't want to put a lot of pressure on Linda.
Yeah, well, she can handle it.
She doesn't feel
strong woman. Sure. She just did her jazzercise.
She knows that she's not doing the healing. That all happens between you and your maker, but she's going to help you get
She's
there.
The facilitator. We all
I
are
love
the
that.
Vessel.
Thanks, Dr. Nell.
You bet.
We are the vessel. Now, apparently, Dr. Nell, you didn't need anything because you're already tuned in. You're working on somebody.
I've got a hold of Luna here, and we're getting some balancing done.
Okay, so Dr. Nell will be taking care of the animals. And Bettina, I'm going to turn you over to Linda.
Awesome. Hi, Linda.
Hi, Bettina. I knew what you meant right away.
Thank you. And it's always a pleasure to work with you. And I knew you knew what I meant.
Yes, absolutely.
It's sometimes dumb Martha that doesn't know. Really just
I can't reach Martha from where I'm sitting, or I would have put my hand over her mouth. So. Okay,
she kicked me under the table, except her legs aren't that long.
No, I'm a tiny person. Okay, so Bettina, we're going to have you think about your low back, and the way to think about it right now is how great it is when your body feels so good, especially your low back, like you just feel this fantastic feeling. And just let yourself really go into how great it is when this part of my body feels so great. And you might even remember yourself doing something in particular. And so just be with that right now.
Okay.
Okay, and then set that aside and focus on the feeling of trust. And the number two, the number two. And your eyes are closed and looking up at the left side of your forehead. Your breathing is going to be to take a deep breath in and then exhale completely, keeping your breath held out just as long as it's comfortable to do that. And just keep letting the breath back in and then exhaling it and holding it out.
All right, Bettina, you've got your eyes closed, and behind those closed eyes, you're looking up to the left. Take in a deep breath, exhale it completely out, and hold it out as long as you comfortably can, replacing and letting the air go whenever you need to. Thinking trust, two. Trust, two. Trust. Two.
Perfect. Breathe normally, Bettina, and with your eyes open, just gently tipping your head forward and then letting your head rise to a comfortable position. And then go back to how great it feels when the body is feeling so good, especially that comfortable, strong low back. There's a little more to do, so keep thinking that. Really noticing any emotions that are arising as you're feeling so good in your mind about the body and that low back. And then setting that aside, focus on the feeling of friendship. Friendship and the number one. Your eyes are closed and looking at the right side of your forehead. And I'm going to have you do some slow inhaling and exhaling.
All right, Bettina, you've got your eyes closed, and behind those closed eyes, you're looking up to the right side of your forehead, doing slow, deep, in and out breathing, thinking friendship. One. Friendship. One. Friendship. One. It looks like the animals are done.
Yes. Skeeter and Luna, both.
Perfect. Breathe normally and with your eyes open, gently tipping your head forward and then letting your head rise to a comfortable position. And then going back to how great it feels, how good it is to have a healthy body and have this low back be so strong and comfortable.
Mm.
And that is complete.
Yay.
Thank you, Linda. That was beautiful.
Oh, you're welcome. And I'm grateful and thankful for the feeling of friendship is your affirmation.
I am grateful and thankful for the feeling of friendship.
Mm-hmm.
That's a nice one. Yay, that's a great affirmation to live with this week.
And that's, Linda, that is so like in tune because I've been really frustrated with some friends lately.
And this is a little hint to everybody listening. Low back pain is quite often an emotional issue. It's not, I mean, most people, because it's a very physical sensation,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm, yeah.
But it's usually, especially if it's persistent, is something emotional that we haven't completed whatever process we need to complete.
Mm. Yeah. Now, are you familiar with Louise Hay's work?
I am, yeah.
And, you know, interesting, she was a metaphysical worker, and she made the correlation between physical body illness or disease or problems and then how that relates to emotional stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get her books are readily available and in print, but Heal Your Body is mm-hmm. the little book that yeah. I carry around. And she actually, when it comes to the back, mm-hmm. she'd broken down the whole spine.
Yeah.
And for every vertebrae, what it relates to. Okay. And it's not a Bible. She isn't always right. But, you know, I've referenced her work for so many years. I find that there's usually some kind of correlation. She's close, but it can be very helpful and can give you affirmations to do until you till the second Sunday when you can call in and get help from Linda. But anyway, so anybody listening, Louise Hay and Heal Your Body can be helpful in understanding what Linda's talking about, how these things can be related to emotions, because you read Louise Hay's book and you'll know for sure what this is all about. All right, Bettina, so, Dr. Nails, anything you need to report on?
Just light tune-ups for Luna and Skeeter.
Luna and Skeeter, everybody's good?
Pretty well,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Great. Thank you. Have a wonderful day, all three of you.
And happy Mother's Day, Bettina, and make sure you get yourself something from your animal friends.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
God bless. Bye-bye. All righty, your call, Nathan. Advertisers or phone call?
Let's go ahead and take that advertiser so we have plenty of time to speak with Sue in Bothell.
All righty. We're going to do that then. We're taking care. And Sue, you hold on. We'll get to you right after our advertisers. So Animal World continues. More phone calls straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Ready to shake things up? Try Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're almost midway through the third hour of our Happy Mother's Day edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from our wonderful Linda Rasmussen, and of course, you can check her out at her website, Vertical Energy Worldwide, verticalenergyworldwide.com, and Vertical Energy on Facebook?
Not right now.
Not on Facebook anymore, yeah, or you aren't. verticalenergyworldwide.com. And, of course, you got to remember that Linda offers a free introductory session to any of you that haven't worked with her before. It doesn't count people on the radio. It's just new, but if you haven't seen her in person or worked with her in person off the air, then you can take advantage of this free session. And all you got to do is call her or text her at the number I'm going to send you, and you can make an appointment to see her at her office at the Interspace facility, and that's at the old Rainier Brewery, or she can work with you remotely just like they do on the radio here. It's just that if you have a private session with her, you aren't restricted by the time and have to do things very quickly, so you can take all the time that you guys need to do what needs to be done. So if you would like a free session with Linda Rasmussen, give her a call or text her at 206-841-1992. All righty then. Let us go ahead and take care of our patient caller in Bothell. That would be Sue. Welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Nils Rasmussen and Linda Rasmussen.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, Sue. How can we serve you today?
Okay, so my cat, Zoe, brown tabby, kinky tail, 9.5 years old, she has had and may have again a UTI. And so she's peeing and pooping all over the house, and she gets this twitchy tail before she kind of takes off and then does it some of the time.
Yeah. Interesting. So how long has that been? How long has it been going on?
Off and on for a couple months now.
Okay. And I'm assuming we have veterinary stuff going on. Have you been to the vet with her?
Yeah. And
they're diagnosing urinary tract infection.
Right. No crystals and no bladder stones.
Okay. And so are they giving antibiotics or what's going on?
Yeah, she's on an antibiotic and Fortiflora.
And so what, it's been just coming and going then, or you get it treated and then it comes back, or it's been chronic this whole time?
It's kind of been chronic this whole time, and I don't know how much stress has to do with it, but it seems like it must be physical if she's running and doing it.
It'll be interesting. Dr. Nils has had no problem. He's tuned in to Zoe right now and working on her, and sometimes he gets in intuitive hits and so forth. So are you getting anything related to Zoe and what might be going on here?
Yes. When I was initially tuning in, I also found that besides the connections that need to be made, there's an emotional issue that Zoe has. I was checking to see if that emotional issue was Sue's emotional issue. I didn't get that. That doesn't mean that Sue's emotional situation doesn't influence Zoe.
But it might be Zoe's stuff. So it sounds like this is Zoe's.
Zoe's
issue.
Actually got something of her own going on.
Okay.
So as soon as I get the couple of points settled on the reconnections, I was going to see about her emotional state a little bit more here. What we might do is if you would like to work with Linda a little bit, is get her working with you while I get all of that other stuff in order and ready to go.
All right. Well, now, before I turn you over to Linda, Sue, just to give Nels any more information, you did mention, because you said, well, it might be related to stress. So is there something going on in your household or around Zoe that makes you think she's stressed?
Well, there's stress in the household. My stepson has cancer and is going through radiation and chemotherapy.
There might be our connection.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So let's we don't need to go into details about that, but that right. Dr. Nels will resonate with Aino and see what he gets working on that. Now, Linda, do you want to know anything more from Sue before you work with her?
Well, it sounded to me like Sue wanted to tell us something else.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that she has had a limping issue off and on since I've gotten her.
Oh, Zoe has?
Yeah.
With the same leg all the time?
I can't tell. I think it may be.
Yeah, okay. Interesting.
Yeah. So, Sue, did you want to work with me for a moment?
Sure.
Okay, wonderful.
Yeah, I think they both need it. It's a Mother's Day for Sue.
Yeah. So, I'm going to invite you to think the sky is blue. Just relaxing and breathing normally. The sky is blue. And I'd like you to bring to mind what you consider to be the number one thing that you would most like to have healed, changed, improved, or resolved. Whatever in your mind right now would be the number one thing. Just focus on that. Does something come to mind?
Yeah.
I don't need to know what it is. Just focus on that. And if you can, see if you can notice how you feel as you think about that number one thing. Just noticing what that feeling is. And then setting that aside, putting your attention on the feeling of hateful. Hateful. And we're replacing hateful with the feeling of sadness. Sadness and the number 5. Your eyes are closed and looking at the right side of your forehead. And taking a deep, gentle breath into the abdomen, hold your breath in just as long as you comfortably can, getting a new breath as soon as you need to. Thinking sadness, 5.
Sue, you've got your eyes closed, and behind those closed eyes, you're looking up to the right side of your forehead, taking in a deep breath of air and holding it as long as you comfortably can, and releasing it and replacing that breath whenever you need to, all the while thinking sadness, 5. Sadness, 5. Sadness, 5.
Perfect. Breathe normally, and with your eyes open, tipping your head forward, and then letting your head rise. And then thinking about that number one thing that you were thinking about. Just aware of how you feel. That is complete. I'm going to have you just think about blue sky for a moment while I find an affirmation. So your affirmation, Sue, is I am satisfied.
Ooh.
I am satisfied. And as much as possible, just notice as much as you can all the ways that that is true. I am satisfied.
All right. Sounds like a good one. Okay, so Dr. Nils, you had a chance then to work on Zoe and
right.
with all of this. So anything else come up?
Well, with Zoe, I had to give her a good thorough balancing with some physical point connections. But the interesting thing was the emotional thing that I discovered is around the feeling of trust. And this happened about 5 years ago. Something happened that got her to where she needed more of that feeling of trust in her system to break out of this stuckness that she was in.
Ah.
And so it's been a long time that this has been there, and that stuckness has something to do with why she hasn't been able to heal up from this limping problem, whatever it is.
Ah.
Because when you get down to it, what Linda and I really work on is stuckness.
is unsticking everything.
We get
huh?
things unstuck so they start to move again in the direction in which they're supposed to be going. So,
which might be the nervous system is stuck in the fight-flight mechanism
right,
sort of thing.
And, right.
Or people or animals are stuck where they are.
Right.
Really
so I don't know if that rings a bell or not, Sue, but something happened to her about somewhere around 5 years ago that seems to have got her stuck.
I've only had her a year, so I
yeah.
don't know.
Okay, well,
this could be long before you got her.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, interesting. Now, so she's been back and forth to the vet a few times for this UTI?
Yeah.
And are they continuing the same antibiotic?
No, they put her on a different one.
Okay, but they're still finding bacteria.
I know they didn't check her this time because they couldn't get any, since she was displaying symptoms of like it might be hurting her to go, that's why they gave her another one to try. And then we'll check back in when she's done.
Okay, sounds good. Sometimes, just in unusual cases, sometimes when you get a chronic urinary tract infection, and, you know, it gets treated and then it comes back and treated, or they switch up antibiotics and try and still it's not getting it. Sometimes you get a stubborn resistant bacteria in there. So sometimes they have to take some of the urine and then they have to culture it, you know, send it to the lab so they can grow out the bacteria and then test what it works. You know, I can remember in the 20 years when I, you know, worked for veterinarians and in veterinary hospitals with a tech, I can remember, you know, every once in a while you'd just get a really stubborn case and, man, it'd be a real unusual antibiotic that, you know, hardly ever gets used for anything. So just so you know, you want to ask them, you know, if this keeps going on, do we need to, you know, investigate more if we're giving the right antibiotic for what's going on? But hopefully, yes, Dr. Nelson,
well,
you just...
Yeah, I was just going to say... sometimes, you know, what I can do over the radio is maybe not sufficient.
Gotcha.
So it might be something that we would need to do more of, a real workup on her with what I do and you know, get her through whatever this situation is.
Well, and that's a good point that we should make for everyone. That, you know, this is working with you guys here on the air is not the same as working with you privately off the air. I mean, it's the same work, but you aren't restricted to having 5 minutes or less or, you know, or you know, whatever. And you can do a lot more in-depth work. And it sounds like that both, you know, with Sue, everything with what you've going on, you could probably stand for some work with Linda ongoing here. And Zoe could probably use, a deeper tune-up maybe.
Yeah, since, you know, your history goes back only a year, and yet, you know, she's been around 9.5 years, there's some stuff there that I was digging up, and hopefully we will make a difference here, but it might need more.
Okay, so healingministry.com, healingministryforanimals.com, if you need to talk to Nels off the air, Sue, okay?
Sounds good.
All righty, thanks for calling Animal World, and happy Mother's Day.
Thank you. Thanks so much, guys.
God bless. Bye-bye. All righty. So I think we have taken care of all our phone callers, right? We could probably still sneak in a call if You are so inclined, 425-373-5527, 425-373-5527. Anyway, I didn't get to yet, and so I'm going to get to it now. Before we get to current events, I just got to tell you guys about some incredible programs that I watched and on Animal Planet, but their Discovery Channel shows, and the show is called The Bond, and it's an hour show, and it's about some bond between human and animal. Okay, and I've seen two of the shows now. The first one I saw was about an older woman and a dolphin, a wild dolphin, that they've been friends for 20 years.
Wow.
And every year, she and her husband go back, and the dolphin knows the sound of the boat and brings wife and kid. Anyway, it was really very, very tight. It was a neat hour. Now, then the next one I saw was a woman in Australia that got called later in life and ended up falling in love with kangaroos and started a sanctuary. Okay. And the whole premise was the incredible bond she had with this one wild male kangaroo, because apparently nobody bonds with male wild kangaroos and they're aggressive and all this stuff. Well, this guy loves her. And anyway, it was incredible. But the really phenomenal thing about this show was a whole lot of it was, remember some years ago when Australia almost burned down?
Yeah.
Remember, and there were fires everywhere? Well, they were in the middle of the fires. And it came up, and they said, oh, the fires aren't coming your way and all that. So they weren't prepared at all. And then all of a sudden, noise at night woke up, and the fire's on top of them. And they can't save anybody, and it's a refuge for the ruse. And all she could do is grab her cat, and then for them to go to the river to hopefully survive the fire. They thought they were going to die, but then a neighbor came in a boat and got. Anyway, they got. But it was really fascinating to learn what it was like to be in those fires, what happened afterwards, how the kangaroos were able to survive because this big K2, this big male kangaroo she's bonded with, knew where to take them to the mangroves to survive, but many of them were injured and burned. But then the whole journey, anyway, it was phenomenal. So really great shows. They're called The Bond. I found them on Animal Planet, and sometimes they're running them on Saturday evenings. But I'll probably on Discovery Channel because they're Discovery ones, but you can look for that. Now, the other one, last night, I thought it's called Mysterious Creatures. And this guy and his wife, and they go out, and so I'm thinking, we better take care of advertisers before I launch. So I didn't think the show was going to be any good, and I wasn't going to watch it, but I wasn't done with my show prep yet, so I let it on, and I said, well, I'll kind of watch and listen and see if it's any good. It was really good. And how about some real life, the best I've ever seen on a myth-busting animal thing. So we're going to take care of our advertisers. You hang right where you are, because I'll tell you we're going myth-busting when we get back before we do current events. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Do you feel overwhelmed by the people around you or the energies you encounter daily in today's world? When the drama and the emotions wear you down, it's important to have the tools to deal with the challenges life is bringing your way. And that's where Natasha Venter can help. Natasha is a medium and an intuitive personal awareness coach who is inspired to help those walking through the emotions and grief of today's energies. Visit Natasha's website, angelicclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and compassionate approach can help. That's angelicclarifications.com. There's no need to carry the load by yourself. Learn more at angelicclarifications.com.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
There's a reason they invented the internet. It's called 1150kknw.com.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're winding down our Mother's Day edition of Animal World, but we're here till noon, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And now we hear from Natasha Venter. Happy Mother's Day to Natasha, because she's a mom of humans and animals. And you can check her out at angelicclarifications.com, angelicclarifications.com. She's available for private readings, and she's an energy seer and communicator and feng shui specialist and personal awareness coach and does all kinds of things. And, of course, be in the studio with us next week. So if you want her to look at energy related to something in your life, she will be here next Sunday with us. And, of course, she does her podcasts on Mondays and Wednesdays at 4 p.m. So go to her YouTube channel, Natasha Venter AC for Angelic Clarifications. And I think Natasha Venter on YouTube, and you can listen live at 4 p.m. on Monday and 4 p.m. on Wednesday. And, of course, remember our wonderful Jude Ponton at Whispering Dragon Center in Shoreline for gentle chiropractic and solving problems that, you know, you've had for a long time. She can be extremely helpful along with the Acutonics and sound. So check her out, whispering-dragon.com, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or give her a call at 206-706-2836. Okay. So you ready for some myth busting? Anyway, this show, it's called Mysterious Creatures, and it ended up being fabulous. Anyways, this guy and his wife, and they track down, you know, myths and weird animal stuff or weird psionic, and they go off on trucks. And anyway, so on this particular show, so I'm assuming there's other of these shows. They went to Peru and the Andes to work with, you know, natives there. And this family or kind of neighborhood of anyway, that something had been bothering their farm animals. And they, ooh, did you know it? Well, this is a side thing, but had a little trouble to start with because they made them a big banquet when they got there to welcome them. And the delicacy they served? Guinea pigs. Guinea pigs are a delicacy in Peru.
Yeah, not just there. Yeah, there is.
No, but I didn't know that. So I had to deal with that because they raise guinea pigs on this farm as well as other farm animals. But whatever it was, there were claw marks all over some of the wood things, and their donkey had disappeared, had been scared off and had disappeared, and all of that. And there's one of those myth things in Peru. You know, it's kind of like our Bigfoot thing. Well, it's called Iwanchi, is what they call this creature, Iwanchi. And the natives were absolutely convinced that it was Iwanchi. And so the first thing they did when they put up cameras and stuff and night stuff and all of that. And then on the cameras, they found a puma, cougar, but that couldn't have done what had been done in terms of the damage of the fencing and stuff. They got a cougar and they got a fox and they got some other stuff and then something big and hairy and when the man that owned the farm started to see that on the video they were watching, he covered his eyes and ran out of the room, and then they explained that he was sure that what they had caught on the camera was the Iwanchi. Because it was black and furry, and I couldn't see what it was because you just got a piece of its side on the camera. And apparently in their traditions, you can't look at this. Anyway, so then they had a big hoopla where they got out the shaman and all dressed up, and they cleared their energies because they saw the Iwanchi and all of that. Well, and that, now they, and then they put up alarms all on the property. So one night in the middle of the night, they went out on a big trek out and around, and they found the donkey's carcass out in the desert area somewhere, you know, and but it wasn't injured. It was, you know, the predators were, you know, the vultures, and that's where there were a lot, got some really cool vultures in Peru, and but it hadn't been injured, so they knew whatever scared it and made the marks wasn't trying to eat it. But anyway, so then they had all these alarms set up. So in the middle of the night, all the alarms go off. Well, that was pretty hysterical to watch everybody jump out of bed in their jammies. They're out there with their lights, chase, trying to find out what it was. And then they found they what it was a bear, a very rare bear. Wow. And it's a very rare and endangered bear, and it's called a spectacle bear. And they're big and black, and they have markings on their face that that's why they call them spectacle bears, because they're wearing big spectacles, and they have a flatter face. And so anyway, the bottom line is they ended up tracking this, you know, bear and capturing it because it's endangered and all of this. And it wasn't after the livestock. It was after something they were growing. Because, you know, so it wasn't trying to eat things, and it really was just trying to get to the field or whatever it ate. But they needed to get out of there because otherwise they'd want to kill it. And so they were able to tranquilize it and then move it to an ecological preserve. And that was really cool, learning about the preserve and everything. But the way what they ended up doing is really explaining the Iwanchi myth, because for all these generations, decades and decades, the myth was describing this big, black, hairy, looked like a man animal, because, you know, bears stand up to get to, and so it was on 2 feet and walking, so they thought it was a man animal. But the spectacle bear is the obvious answer to all these years in that myth that's what it was all about. But anyway, it's really cool. Learned a lot about Peru and the ecological preserve and all that sort of stuff. And then they actually really did bust a myth. So watch it, Mysterious Creatures. You might enjoy that show. All righty. Now we got one more thing to cover before we're done, and that's current events. Okay, so not a whole lot of stuff here to tell you about, except that, let's see, up at the Northwest Stream Center, all about cougars. with Department of Fish and Wildlife cougar scientist Brian Kirsten is May 18th, 7 p.m. Let's see, I think we already did Tuxes and Tails, happened yesterday. Let's see, Homeward Pet Adoption Center, their furball auction and dinner is this coming Saturday, May 20th. You could check with them if you're interested and don't have your tickets yet. And for Meow, we've got their fine wines and felines coming up on June 17th. All right. And the big thing is we got Bark in the Park coming up for the Aqua Sox on June 1st. Herein would be the thing we need to talk about. Because, you know, I was, I don't know what I was doing, but I got a text from Nathan. Sometimes, you know, he checks in with Aunt Martha. And he sent me a picture because he and his mom were down at a Mariners game this week.
Mm-hmm. And it was my Mother's Day gift to her / birthday as well.
Yeah, I was going to say it was your mom's birthday, too. I remember sending her a birthday. But anyway, you took your mom for Mother's Day and her birthday to the Mariners game. And he was so cool. Guess who he sent me? He sent me a picture, you know, of Gary. Gary Hill, and up in his, wherever he does his thing and his sports thing. It was very cool to see that. So Gary was up there. But then after they filled me in on what's going on at the Mariners, and then he said something about that your mom wanted to go to Bark in the Park on June, you know, with me.
Yeah.
I said, what do you mean with me? What are you talking about? So then I got a text. I said, well, okay, I've never been to an Aqua Sox game. I've never been to a Bark in the Park. I don't do that kind of stuff anymore. And, you know, this is beyond my comfort. I've never been to wherever they are in Everett. No, you know. But, and he says, well, and I'm going too, but, so I said, well, now I remember what Yogananda said, Master chimed in and says, remember, even if you say yes, just say yes. So I said, all right, I went and I checked my calendar, and wouldn't you know, I happened to be able to make that, so I had to say, well, I'm not saying yes. But then I haven't heard, so, am I going to Bark in the Park?
Yes, you are.
Well,
of course you are.
Well, so that means, and you're going, and your mom, and it must be Abby's coming.
Yeah, right? And I think one of our friends is going to tag along as well. I think maybe our neighbor with a dog is going to bring their, or maybe one of my mom's former coworkers.
Well, that's my next question, because I said yes right away, but then I got in trouble. Because I had somebody pulling on my coat strings. Mom, so is Robbie invited?
Of course.
I mean, how can I do Bark in the Park without Robbie?
You got to bring Robbie. That's the whole point.
Oh, thank goodness. All right. Yes, Robbie.
That's an automatic invite.
Okay. So, yeah, I used to be a celebrity on the runway at Tuxes and Tails, but I stopped doing that years ago, I guess. But I guess we're actually going to go to Bark in the Park. I mean, now I'm really excited. I have no clue, so I don't know where we're going or any of that. But I'm sure that Nathan and his mom will coach me through the whole thing. But, I mean, the only thing I could think would stop me if it's a 95-degree day. I think that would be too hot to take the dogs.
It should be cooling down by
then. Let's hope it cools down.
Plus, around that time of night, too, in Everett, it tends to get a pretty cool breeze. Mm-hmm. So even if it's a warm day, expect it to get maybe putting on a sweatshirt or coat by towards the end of game time, maybe around the seventh inning.
Cool. Well,
that's been my experience at Aqua Sox games anyway.
Well, how fun. So I guess what I know that Sam's Dogs and Cats for this, the pet store in Monroe that then spread to Everett and Redmond, that they're having a big hoopla there at Bar. So I guess I'll have to figure out what they're doing because maybe there's free stuff for the dogs probably.
Yeah, I'm sure they have some sort of promotion tents sitting out beside the park.
Yeah, so
just
there'll
around
be all
the
that sort of
entrance
stuff.
Gates.
But so guess what? Me and Robbie and Nathan and his mom and Abby, and maybe their friend, we're all going to be at Bark in the Park on June 1st. So I don't think we can go without all of you guys. So I think everybody needs to go to Bark. You don't have to bring, if you don't have a dog, that's okay. You can borrow Robbie. He loves everybody, and he'd be happy to be borrowed, and because he thinks he fancies himself the social greeting committee of the planet. He loves everything and everybody. Dr. Nels can attest to that.
Yes, indeed.
And he's the best jump on the table for working with Dr. Nels.
The trouble's keeping him off the table.
Yeah, right. Dr. Nels cannot even set, he can't even begin to set up his table in the house if Robbie is loose, because he's on it like white on rice.
And Stacy, can I have her bring her Frenchies?
Oh, we better text Stacy and see if she's available for Bark in the Park.
Yeah, come down to Everett, just south of Everett off of I-5 at Funko Field is where they'll be playing. And come see the Animal World family on Thursday, June 1st.
So it's not at Comcast or whatever that arena is now.
No. It's baseball. It's outdoors.
I don't know anything about this stuff. So anyway, you'll help me anyway. But so that's the big news, is that Nathan and his mom have pushed me out of the square. And all right, I'm going to go back out in public again. Me and Robbie are going to Bark in the Park. I think it's going to be really fun.
I think it's a great
What are
idea.
The Aqua Sox's colors, by the way?
They're like blue and green. Their mascot is actually a frog.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
So they're known as
I was going to check and see Robbie's bandana department if he has something that matches Aqua Sox colors. I mean, I don't have any Aqua Sox stuff, but I probably can come up with
Mariner
bandanas.
Mariner stuff is kind of
the
same.
Yeah, they're
And you think I have Mariner stuff. I don't have any Mariner
stuff. Or Tacoma
stuff.
Rainiers.
I think I have a Seahawks bracelet that Kathy gave me a bunch of years ago, but I don't have that. What I want, you know what, I wouldn't mind. I love that Kraken yogurt logo. I'm obsessed with their energy. It just feels so. Anyway, but Bark in the Park, Thursday, June 1st, 7:05.
Yep.
Be there or be square.
Exactly.
Woohoo. All right. Well, we'd be talking about that. So I guess that's it for current events. And Dr. Nils and Linda, they are both available to help you off the air. They'll be back again in a month. Linda, you continue to offer your free session for any new clients. That doesn't mean that you don't have to count it if you've worked with her on the radio.
No.
It's just if you're a new client in person. Linda Rasmussen, verticalenergyworldwide.com, or give her a call, 206-841-1992. Dr. Nels, this is Dr. Nels Rasmussen. It's healingministryforanimals.com. He'll talk to you for free on the phone, and you just got to fill out the contact form and arrange a phone call. And Dr. Nels, you can see him in person. He does house calls down here. He goes to places like Linda's office, Interest Space, where a lot of people come when you're down here doing house calls.
Yep.
He's so good, he comes to my house once a month and works on me and all of my animals. That's how come we can't keep Robbie off the table. And I guess that's all we can do for today. So next week is Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me, and talk with your animals or human loved ones on this side or the other, and feng shui and energy viewing and personal awareness coaching and all the stuff that Natasha does. So hope you'll join us next week. And I think we'll be in the studio. Hopefully, Natasha will feel like coming down, and Stacy will be back. But we'll know that towards the end of the week. But hopefully, we'll all be in the studio again, and look forward to seeing Stacy. It's been a while.
Like we'll still have that beautiful view next week.
Yeah, it looks like we'll still be in summer weather. So anyway, thank you so much for spending your Sunday morning with us here. Happy Mother's Day to everyone. And remember, if you've got animal friends and you're a single animal parent, you need to go get you something for Mother's Day. And if you're a spouse and have a wife and you've got animals or kids, don't think it's their responsibility. You need to get your wife something for Mother's Day. Alrighty, everybody, have a great Mother's Day. Stay cool, remember the animals, and as always, I leave you with, animals have feelings too, so treat your animal friends better than family, and please always be kind to, open your heart, and share your love with all living things, and I'll talk to you again next week.